Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
92.9 ESPN. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't.
He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know.
On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you
better run. Yeah. Morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. You know what this is, Jeffrey? It's a week from the draft. It's a week from the NFL draft. That's what it is. One week from today. So there's that to look
Bears for. Are on the clock.
There's that to look forward to. Bears, let's be honest. It's really the Commanders are on the clock, right?
I think so. And I think, like, the real question is, like, are we really going to see, you know,
four quarterbacks going to go
that early?
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Would you wager yes or no?
I think I'd wager.
In order for that to happen, you'd need, obviously, Caleb Williams to go first. Then people are presuming that it's Jaden Daniels second to the Commanders, although literally I saw a mock draft yesterday that had Drake May, okay?
Vegas odds, it's pretty heavily favored to Jaden.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, so anyway, so then Drake May third to the Patriots. Then someone trades up with the Cardinals.
Right.
Whether it's Minnesota, is the usual suspect. Minnesota trades up with the Cardinals to get to four and takes J.J. McCarthy. I think that's going to happen.
So
I don't know in that order. Like, it wouldn't stun me, I'll be honest, if, like, the Patriots take J.J. McCarthy.
Or no, if, I mean, the,
you know what I mean? Or
yeah, absolutely.
There's could be some weird twist to it.
Well, I think that's, like, that's the first question. If someone takes, I can see if somebody takes J.J. McCarthy, you know, two or three, I can see where somebody sees, well, May's available. Like, let's go make it happen. But you can also talk me into a world where, like, Arizona's just not going to overthink this. And then they're also, maybe no one hits their price. And they're just like, all right, we'll take
Marvin
Harrison.
We'll just take Marvin Harrison. Anyway, 1 week from today. So there you go. Today on the show, we've got a special guest today. Eric Hasseltine's coming in next segment. He offered to bring donuts, and you know what I said?
Please don't, because
under no circumstances.
Yeah, we will eat them.
He offered to bring, because we'd eat them.
We will eat them.
We'd
that
eat
is
them.
A guarantee.
It's funny. I'll be grocery shopping with Claire. Now I'm the picture of domesticity. And how pathetic is that? We grocery shop together. And she'll say, should we get this? And my answer will be, no, we'll just eat it.
Correct.
Which, of course, is true of anything you get at the grocery store, yep. Right? That's the whole point. But to me, it's a reason not to get it.
And the adage of don't go to the grocery store hungry exists for a reason.
Just don't. And I told Eric, I said, no, if you bring in those donuts, I'll just eat them. Then he offered to bring me coffee. I thought it was very kind of him. He's coming in because he has something that he wants to promote, but he also as the voice of the Grizzlies, we're gonna you know, besiege him with questions about the season that was and the seasons to come. And so Eric Hasseltine will be joining us in the next segment. Chris Hanchett, straight up at 10 o'clock, and then it's Writer Than Right trivia. How sharp are you feeling, Jeffrey?
I'm not going to say that I'm firing on all cylinders. I've got one of my college roommates' bachelor parties this weekend, so I've had my head elsewhere. Today feels very much like a Friday to me, so
well, good opportunity. Maybe it's gettable. What are we giving out as a prize to the lucky loser?
Jeff, we have 2 passes to each day of the Riverbeat Music Festival.
Wow.
It's of course featuring Jelly Roll, the band Camino, the Fugees, Odessa, and more, May 3rd through the 5th. So it's 2 3-day passes. This is not, you know, you get the full weekend.
Wow. That's very, very good. Very impressive. So there you go. And then Writer Than Right trivia. There was some stunning news released yesterday, and it makes it more tragic, I guess, that Joseph McKinney, the police officer who was killed.
Yeah, I don't know what the words were, but it definitely was a gut punch.
Yeah. I don't like the term friendly fire.
Yes.
It appears he was killed by a fellow officer. Now, the fellow officer was obviously, you know, I mean,
involved in a shootout.
It was involved in a shootout. This does not absolve the suspects, one of whom's dead, the 17 and 18 year olds who opened fire on the cops. That's why this happened, and they have been suitably charged. But it is somehow a gut punch to have heard that, to have learned that, that he was killed. Evidently, by a bullet from a fellow officer. And it just is, it's a gut punch. And that officer must, you know, be wrecked. And honestly, the whole thing, the entire thing is just tragic. You see the picture of him. Every time you see the picture of him, you want to weep. And this has added another tragic twist to it all. It is interesting. I did, in the wake of all this, just it so happened that simultaneous to all this, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation and the Memphis Shelby Crime Commission released their data about the first quarter, about crime in this first quarter. In Memphis, and I tweeted it out, and it enraged people, because people don't feel, they don't want to hear any good news, because it feels like it's all, like, when people don't feel safe, the fact that crime is down more than 10%, but listen, I'm of the view that I'll take any news, good news I can get, right?
Sure.
Even if it's, no one is doing a, you know, victory parade, not given the events of the last week here in Memphis, when I-240 is shut down because of a shooting and a cop is killed and a 15-year-old, I think, killed behind Douglas Youth Community Center. So no one is declaring victory, but there is at least some small. Good news. Overall, crime was down. And again, this isn't some, you know, this isn't the DA. This is the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation and the Memphis Shelby Crime Commission, headed by Republican Bill Gibbons. So it's not some, you know, lefties trying to tell you that all is well or whatever. It's like, this is what the data says. Overall, crime was down 13.9% for the first 3 months of 2024 compared to the same period the year before. But here's the thing. It dropped year over year because, yeah, last year was awful.
Yep.
It was still 5.5% higher than the first quarter in 2022 and 13.9% higher than the first quarter of 2021. Major violent crime rate dropped 10.4%. Major property crime dropped 22.1% when compared to the first quarter of 2023. And then in different categories, murders down 5.7%, aggravated assaults down 8.4%, robberies down 16.3%, rapes down 30.3%. And so there you go. Obviously, still awful, still not acceptable. And that's what Mayor Paul Young at his address in the first 100 days said. Until people feel safe, the numbers don't matter. You know, they matter, but until people feel safe, he said, I hear that our citizens don't feel safe. Our numbers don't matter. If you don't feel safe, we have more to do. I think that's clearly true. So there's the news from the broader world. In terms of the sports news, Jeffrey, there was two more play-in games last night. Did you expect last night to be Nick Batum night? Is that what you?
I did not have that on my bingo card. That there was going to be the Nick Batum game.
That's what you expected, the Nick Batum game. But he was absolutely tremendous. He was. There was one off season. It may have been the Chandler Parsons off season. There was one off season when he was a Grizzlies target. When peak Nick Batum was mentioned as a Grizzlies target, as someone who would be great to get, might be available, etc. Obviously did not come to pass. Now he's at a different stage of his career. Was acquired in the deal for James Harden from the Clippers, but certainly earned his money last night because halftime Heat were up 51-39. Looked like, damn, it's the playoff Heat.
You're like, oh, yeah, here we are.
I remember this. Right, yeah. I remember this. I root against the Heat, by the way. I hate Heat culture. It seems smug to me.
It seems smug. Come on, there is, like, an element of, like,
no, it's impressive. I respect it.
I get your sentiment of, like, really, to that.
Well, you know, so much of it's because Fizdale, you know, is that it's the
yes.
When Fizdale came here and tried to impose Heat culture, you know, onto Grit Grind. Ever since then, I think I've resisted it. There's no question there's something to it. There's no question that's a tremendous head coach.
But it does make you really want to roll your eyes.
It does make you want to roll your eyes sometime. Heat culture could not best Nick Batum last night as the Sixers win 105-104. Old friend Kyle Lowry got involved. Embiid 23-15-5, and so Philadelphia now gets to move on to play the Knicks and has already been installed as a favorite in that series. Philadelphia as the 7 seed playing the Knicks and is the favorite in that series.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I kind of had the suspicion power rating wise that would happen.
Right. And Julius Randle's out.
So exactly. The Knicks have injuries, and then the Philly with Embiid is viewed as a better team.
So there you go. That was sort of fun. And as far as Miami, what they're saying is listen, this is exactly what happened last year. Last year, we had to beat the Bulls in the play-in, and that set us up, and we went on our run. And now, sure enough, they will be playing the Bulls. The problem is Jimmy Butler may be out.
Yeah.
It is amazing. Like, we talk about this injury stuff. I mean, we always say, you set yourself up. You do the best you can. You put together the best roster you can. And then you hope for good luck.
Pray for luck.
In two forms. One, that your guy isn't the guy who is injured.
Yep.
But that secondly, that it can, the other way luck can work is that you can benefit from it. As the Grizzlies did when they went to the Western Conference Finals.
Yes.
Right? They benefited from Westbrook being out. And so right now, we have a situation where it appears, well, it's very clear, the Kings are going to benefit from Zion being out. Zion, hamstring injury, will be, quote-unquote, reevaluated in 2 weeks. He might as well be reevaluated in July, given how long they're going to be around, right? It doesn't matter. He's done.
The only hesitation I have is it does feel like everyone in the world is just assuming the Kings are going to
lie over and dead. Right, yeah. Still, you're not going to see Zion play again.
No, I agree with you on that. But then the other aspect is like, okay, well, are the Pelicans still kind of benefiting You know, the Kings don't have injury.
That's fine. Either way, you know who's benefiting? Oklahoma City's going to benefit.
Absolutely.
One way or another, they're going to get a Sacramento team that shouldn't be there, or they're going to get a Pelicans team without Zion.
I wholeheartedly. To me, the biggest winner of the play-in so far has been the Thunder.
So they're going to be benefiting from injury. And then you already have the Sixers benefiting from injury. And now the Bulls could well be benefiting from injury because Jimmy Butler goes out. He was gamely given a go last night, but the early indication is it could be an MCL. And if that is true, you may have the Bulls, who thumped Atlanta, behind Kobe White. How about that?
The Kobe White game, of course.
The Kobe White game, 42 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, or maybe that was 9 assists, 6 rebounds. The Kobe White game. And so you could have the Bulls benefiting from injury. This is just the way it works. You put yourself in position and then you hope for the best. And I'm not saying you hope that the team that you're playing is going to be injured, but it can fall that way. It's not, in a weird way, it's not unlike the NCAA tournament, except injuries, right?
Yeah. I mean, you pray that you get the breaks.
You hope you get the right draw that, you know, gets you to the lead eight without having playing anyone of meaning of any particular consequence. And here you play, you hope that you get to A, stay healthy and play other teams that will not be healthy. So Bulls advance, and I guess it's good Kentucky isn't waiting around.
Yeah, the one thing I did like about that game was, like, about midway through the second quarter, everyone just decided, like, we're not playing defense. So, like, let's just make this game kind of fun. But, yeah, it does seem like if they were going to wait around on Billy Donovan, that there's...
You know, nice job by Billy John Donovan, getting this team without Lonzo Ball, without Zach, I mean, without Zach LaVine.
And Jerry Reinsdorf's owner.
Yeah, they're obviously stuck in the middle.
Yes.
It's funny, these are two teams in sort of similar circumstances. They're both kind of not awful, right? They're good enough to be in the play-in.
Yeah.
And yet they both, if you could identify the two teams in the league that are like, what the hell are they doing exactly? Like, Brooklyn used to be this team.
Yeah.
Like, and the Raptors used to be this team. Like, what exactly, which, you pick a direction, man. Pick a direction. What are you doing here? Like, what are you, just hanging out there in the middle? And the Bulls and Atlanta, we had two of those teams, and it felt like, for Atlanta, this was now they got to do something. They cannot continue to the DeJounte Murray, Trae Young pairing has not worked, will not work, will not get them where they hoped it would go. And so will this be the impetus that pushes them to do something?
I think you're right, because like if you compare it to the Warriors, the key difference is it's not like you're filling up the building with Trae Young.
Yeah, yeah. You're not just sitting there soaking in all the championships that he's won.
Correct.
And, yes, the Warriors deciding, if that's what they do, to just ride out the string.
It's a different calculus.
It's totally different. It's let's go watch this team that's won four championships and celebrate it even though they can't anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and that's different than let's watch a team that has only been frustrating and is going nowhere. And so I think Atlanta now will be poised to do something. Other NBA news, Jontay Porter. This didn't happen by the time we talked yesterday, had it?
No, I believe it happened when I was walking my dog in between shows.
Yeah. Banned. Not a big shock there.
No, it was first reported by me when I read the news.
How many NBA players do you believe? So Jontay Porter was uniquely stupid.
Yes.
We learned he bet on the Raptors to lose.
Yep.
This was when he was not a Raptor. Like, it would have been worse if he were an active Raptor when he betted on them to lose. He was a G League Raptor at the time,
right,
when he betted on them to lose. And by the way, lost that bet. It was evidently a part of a...
It was a parlay. It was like a 3 or 4 leg parlay. Yep.
But the stupidest thing is when you tell someone else to bet the under because you're going to pull yourself out of a game on your numbers, and they bet $80,000 on the under. Like, just point, look at my, you know, giant arrows point at me. Like, the stupidity of this is what is most striking. But I would ask you this. How many NBA players do you believe either bet on games, NBA games, under some other person's account, or give information, insights, opinions to people who bet on NBA games?
So I definitely don't think it's zero.
It can't be. He cannot be a class of one. He may be a class of one, the most stupid.
Yes. I mean, to me, like, that's a huge part of this. Like, and also, it's like, I don't believe that when everyone's like, all this to make 21 grand and you're making 2 million, it's like, you don't think he got a cut of that parlay? Like, to me, like, that's kind of the right. other aspect. I don't think it's zero, but I really do.
You think it's a dozen?
So 15. What do we have? We have 30. What is there? 1,500 players in the NBA? Let's see. I mean, obviously now with G League, that's the other thing. It's like,
yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm probably thinking it's probably around 10 somewhere, you know what I mean, give or take. Because, like, that is the other thing. It's like part of this was discovered not by, it was triggered because the security system that the gambling apps have.
Right, exactly. Yes, but it's also because he did something really stupid.
Right, they had $80,000 on Jose.
Like that, like, need to be a sophisticated.
Correct.
Whereas if you're just betting normal betting, if Joe Smith, who is a cousin of an NBA player, is just betting on NBA games,
right? Like this to me, this is
not
this,
anything wacky.
This is the most similar to the Alabama baseball coach, where you have the guy. He calls the right. guy outside of whatever Great American Ballpark. And he's like, I got inside information. Right. I'm trying to bet on this. It's like, you just bet 10 grand on a college baseball game that gets maybe $100 of action. Like, it's going to trigger, like, whoa.
If you're just betting, you know, $1,000 every day on the NBA, right. Joe Smith is, right? Yeah. Whatever else. Not the Joe Smith who played for Maryland, not that
yeah.
guy. Then I don't know that that would catch you.
Their systems are pretty sophisticated in terms of target. Like, because remember, even like with the Iowa State guys, like, they're like, well, we're betting from our parents' phones, or we're betting like from.
Right. Like, yeah, they clearly did. They clearly caught them. And then in other basketball news, we have the sad case of Greg Doyle. Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Oh, my God. Now, as you recall, if you were an avid listener of the GP show, when it was on, Greg Doyle was once a weekly guest on GP. And Greg Doyle is he's actually from Oxford. Did you know that?
I didn't know if Greg was.
Yes, he's from Oxford. He went to Oxford High School.
Yeah.
I think so.
He's
from Oxford.
Or is it Dennis Dodd? I thought one of them was.
I think Greg Doyle's from Oxford.
Okay.
And he bounced around. He actually had the job as college basketball columnist before Gary had.
Right.
That's how they became friends. And then he became national columnist for CBS. And then he jumped to the Indianapolis Star. And he basically has Giannotto's job, the job I used to have at the CA, whatever. He's the city columnist.
Yep.
And the truth of the matter is, he's a tremendous columnist. He's
an unbelievable writer.
An unbelievable writer.
Features, everything, so good.
Just really good. He also is kind of an odd guy. And here's the other thing. He's a look at me guy.
Yes.
He is, like, there's viral stuff of him going back and forth with LeBron James once upon a time. Do you remember that? At a thing. And he's a look at me guy. And yesterday at the Caitlin Clark press conference, he was called on and he said, real quick, let me do this. And then he flashed the little heart sign, little make a heart with your finger sign
yep.
to Caitlin Clark, because that's what she does to her family before every game. He said, you like that? Clark asked. He said, I like that you're here. I like that you're here, Doyle replied. I do that to my family after every game. So, Clark said. And then he said, well, okay, start doing that to me and we'll get along just fine. And it is so cringe. so inappropriate, so just crazy that it's he is getting crushed. And he should be. Because he would not do that to Victor Wembanyama, right? He is
getting I think you're right, but he's also
crushed.
So weird that you're like, I have no idea.
Well, it's funny because people who know Greg have when the mob assembles, and by the way, the mob is not wrong here. Like, this just looks like and is the most sexist. What? A 50-year-old dude flashing a heart at a 20 whatever she is young woman.
She's 22.
Who's a superstar? Who's like, and then says you flash the heart. Like, what in the world? There has been some tepid defenses of him as sort of, because here's what I actually do believe. Like Indianapolis readers of the Indianapolis paper, some of his detractors are saying he's like this all the time.
Right.
Yeah, we do this all the time. And the way that he is like this is, look at me. Like, that is the way that he is like this. He is a look at me guy. And in that way, this is consistent with Greg Doyle, or what I know of Greg Doyle. I don't believe him to be a particularly misogynistic, sexist guy. You know, like, he's the person who's standing up typically for minorities and women. And, you know, he is so. But if you've never heard of Greg Doyle before and you see him doing this, there's no defense. It's crazy. Cringe. And his apologies were pathetic. Did you see his apologies?
Yes, so I read the column. The column's also exceptionally narcissistic.
And it's just pathetic.
I would argue this, though. I think he is very fortunate when he gets called on that they didn't pan to him. I think if you would have seen him do it,
it would have been worse.
Because it would have been even cringier. Like, I think he's fortunate in that.
It was just so cringe.
I mean, I got asked to rank it on a scale of 1 to 10. And you know my general belief is always leave, like, even when I see something that's awesome.
In terms of
it's always
inappropriate and cringe, this is 10.
Well, I go, that's the closest I've ever been to giving a 10.
And here's the thing. Once, if you've never heard of Greg Doyle, all you know about Greg Doyle is this. And someday, if he survives this, 7 years from now, he'll write a column about whatever, the Colts, right?
Yeah.
And people will be, oh yeah, Clayton Clark, I love you. How about these? Like anything he says now. You know how Jeff Toobin is the guy who
just Toobin, baby.
Just the guy who was the legal guy on CNN who flashed his wiener, either mm-hmm. inadvertently or not, on a company Zoom. And
he was just Toobin on his Zoom and didn't realize his camera's off.
He has his comments turned off on Twitter because whatever. He'll comment on O.J. Simpson, and people like saying, "Well, immediately, like this. Right. How many years later is this?" And people like say, "How's your penis?" You know, haven't seen your penis
exactly.
Lately. How's your penis?
Yeah,
this is that kind of moment for Greg Doyle.
Flashed any coworkers lately?
He just like, oh my god!
I will say though, his
what the hell was he thinking? You know what he was thinking? He was trying to be me guy. He was trying to be me guy. I'm going to be so clever and flash the sign that she flashes to show that we as a community really appreciate you being here. And, oh, my God.
It was almost, though, but, like, he kind of tried to spin zone it as in, like, I've done my research. It's like, yeah, if you've watched a Caitlin Clark game, she'll flash.
Yeah,
like, but it was almost like, I've done my research. You haven't. It's like, dude.
You just fall on your sword at this point.
Yeah.
You just fall on your sword. So that happened as well. Oh, one more thing I wanted to get to. Because
okay.
I was listening to your co-host, Giannato, talk to Jason DeJohn yesterday.
Okay.
And they asked him how he thought Memphis recruiting was going. And he had a very different view than John. He said, I think good start. I think they're off to a good start. I think this is really good. Basically, paraphrasing. Then he said this, though. He said, you know, if P.J. Haggerty's their best player, I don't like that, right?
Yep.
But he said, but to me, you know, it's suggesting that either David Jones is coming back and he'll be their best player, or there's going to be another stud.
They have other plans, yeah.
Or there's going to be another stud, right? And I think that makes all the difference in the world. Like, if you look at this recruiting class as this is it, this is the team, and they're going to add more players like this, right? Then you understand John's point of view, right?
Yes.
If you look at this recruiting class as this is a supporting cast, but there's some mysterious superstar out there, whether it's David Jones or someone else, well, that was totally different, right?
Absolutely. To me, it's the hardest.
Does that mean you're banking? And where are you? Do you think this is being assembled as a, like, do you think there will be a player better? There you go. Do we think there will be a player better than P.J. Haggerty on this team?
I'm leaning yes, because I'm going to the default position of you can have your qualms about Penny Hardaway and Rick Stansberry, but one thing I do kind of trust is they will have a good roster. Like, I do kind of trust that. I think the thing that's making this so difficult is, A, the calendar's all screwed up. Like, you don't know, like, what all this does or doesn't mean. But, like, there's the huge part of all of this is there's going to be a lot of guys that are testing the draft waters, and they're going to pull out. And that's going to be a ton of players.
And one of those better players will, because that is the difference here.
Yes.
If this is the recruiting class, and whatever, I had a guy now from Morehead State. Like, if that's the recruiting class, that's singularly unimpressive, and you understand where John is coming from. AAC All-Star team, not going to, you know, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
If this is all role players around the superstar who's going to land in our midst in a month, that's a totally different scenario.
Correct. And so, to me, like, the hard part about right now is you're, like, to me, like, this would be, you know, go back to 2015. This would be, like, writing a column on somebody's football recruiting class in October. Like, there's still...
Right.
We're kind of in the middle of it.
A lot to come. All right, we got Eric Hasselheim coming up next. If you know anyone who's heading down the Jonte Porter Road and is getting in deep with gambling and is doing stupid things and is either financially over their heads, emotionally over their heads, whatever, the Gambling Clinic is there for you. It's over at the University of Memphis. They've helped hundreds of people. It's not some new place. They've been here since 1999. They've been doing this work well before gambling was popping up on your phones. And they're not anti-gambling. They just want to help people who struggle, because about 5% of the people who gamble will struggle. So they set up confidential appointments with someone who's an expert in gambling addiction and help. If it is someone you know, or if it's you, reach out to them. TheGamblingClinic.com. Eric Hasselheim coming up next, then Chris Harrington, then Writer Than Right Trivia, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marvin Harrison Jr.,
Malik Nabers,
The Players,
Drake May,
Jaden Daniels,
The Teams,
Bears, Pats, Titans, Saints,
Unsportsmanlike,
Jeff Calkins,
Jason and John,
Giannotto and Jeffrey,
The Gabe Kuhn Show,
The 2024 NFL Draft First Round Full Coverage, and Live Picks on Thursday night, April 25th, beginning at 6 p.m., right after The Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's NFL station.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I'm talking with longtime customers about why they love the Shot Nurse. What do you love about the Shot Nurse?
Because of my work, I have to get a lot of vaccines for travel, and the Shot Nurse always has everything I need, and I don't need an appointment. I love it.
For efficient wellness and immunization services, the Shot Nurse is your wise choice.
Solutions you need with the personal touch. The Shot Nurse.
A car is never just a car. Kelley Blue Book knows it's so much more than that. It's your commuting chariot, your road trip refuge, your I just need a reason to get out of the house. Your car is there for everything. And for everything car, there's Kelley Blue Book. Need a new set of wheels? Price it on Kelley Blue Book. Problem under the hood? Fix it with Kelley Blue Book. Can another car do the job better? Trade it or sell it on Kelley Blue Book. We're here mile after mile, moment after moment. Price it, fix it, trade it, sell it. KBB.com. Visit KelleyBlueBook.com to get the journey started.
Pluto TV has over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies for whatever mood you're in. Just open the app and something good will already be playing because it's curated by people who love TV as much as you do. So if you're in the mood for comedy, there's 18 channels that'll make you laugh. Looking for drama? We got so much of it, you'll cry tears of joy. Reality shows, game shows, sports, Star Trek, and even more Star Trek. No matter what mood you're in, there's something on Pluto TV. Just download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
The NBA play-in tournament gives teams the chance to play their way into the postseason. So it only seems right the new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet anything from money line to point spreads to player props. Just go to FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K to get started. FanDuel is an official sports betting partner of the NBA and 92.9 ESPN. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire just 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, make sure to reach out to the Tennessee Red Line. That number is 1-800-889-9789.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK. A-TeamRoofers.com.
If you love your meals with a taste of exploration, check out the Latin Flavors event at Kroger. Embark on new culinary adventures with vibrant tastes and fresh possibilities. With Latin-themed inspiration and palate-pleasing recipes available in-store and online. It's the Kroger Latin Flavors event, now through May 7th. We hope to see you there.
And right now, Kroger brand 80% lean ground beef is on sale. 16-ounce packages are only $3.99 each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady Sadeghi at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local P.F. Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. P.F. Chang's and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All on the free Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind.
Listen, in the NBA playoffs, FanDuel's given all customers two chances to bring home a big win with a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the playoffs. Just place a same-game parlay on any playoff matchup. You will get bonus bets back if you do not win. Bet on whatever you like, as long as your name is not Jontay Porter. Rebounds, assists, three-pointers, whatever. Go to FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older in present Tennessee. Minimum three leg parlay required. Refund issued is now drawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. It's my great pleasure to bring in Eric Hasseltine.
Thank you. Back I was going to ask you if Jontay Porter was included in that now.
Now he can. Now he can do what he
now
wants.
He can
right?
do whatever
now
he wants.
Now he can do whatever he wants.
Somebody asked me a good question today. Does that apply to family members? Like, if you're Jontay Porter and you go home and your wife knows you're not going to play, or you might come right. out of the game early because you're banged up and nobody knows, can she go bet? And I said, I don't think so.
What do they tell you?
We go through the same thing every year. We get this 30-minute. It says it takes about 30 minutes. It doesn't. It's common sense. No tipping, no betting, no fixing. No. So tipping is basically, I go to practice right. or I talk right. to one of the players and right. it's not public and they're right. banged up and I call you and go,
You can bet on the NFL. You can bet on anything else
yeah.
you want.
Yeah, right. sure.
Just
legally.
No and be, right.
Legally. Legally. And then it's no illegal betting.
Yeah, it's obviously, I mean, you knew this sort of thing was going to happen. And the level of stupidity in doing what he bet, like the 80,000 on the
I was listening to you guys yesterday. I was like,
crazy.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
like, crazy. Red flag alert, yeah. red flag.
So hey, you're back in the 92.9 studios.
Yes.
How many years did you do a show here?
Eight. And, I was having to actually do that because
and was it 2-4? What is it? When was your
2-4?
2-4.
2-4.
And when you came here originally,
I was the second.
You were on 50, but were you on? Were you always here? Were you
originally,
on 56?
No, for 3 years I was at Sports 56.
And what was that show?
The same thing. It was
just
different
you,
times.
Or who was that?
No.
With?
So I started by myself. Before Weinberger,
and it was
Eaton.
Like an NBA show. It
was It was full talk. Yeah. It was before Jeff and Jack, and then they moved me off of that. And Chris Vernon and I did a morning show together for a while.
Really,
for about a year, it was great. I mean, we're both incredibly stubborn human beings, so you can imagine at times there were things said.
Heads, yeah.
There were things said in the break that probably couldn't go over there. Not probably couldn't go over there, but I respected Chris a ton, and I always have. He's amazing at what he does. And then we were about to, as you know, go for your own. So we were going to buy the time, sell our own advertising, and they nixed that last minute. And to be honest, they really screwed Chris over bad. And then I went to the morning show with Dave Green.
Dave left,
and I worked with Eli, and that was the last year the Grizzlies were going to leave the partnership and find a new flagship.
Grizzlies were at 56 then.
I knew that was coming. They had created a position to keep me with them. Andy Dolich and Mike Golub really thought I had something and wanted to keep me with the team, which I don't know if they were drinking that day or what, but you know, I appreciated it.
That's nice.
And so I walked away, and you know, they were like, "Well, we don't want you to leave. We had an idea of keeping you." I'm like, "You guys almost killed me. I was doing the post game show until people stopped calling." Well, that was the first 50 win year. People didn't stop calling until like midnight.
Right,
so I'd get out of the pyramid at like midnight, and then I'd drive back to Mount Moriah, and then go home to Collierville, and have to be back at the studio by 5 to be on the air at 6. And I'm like, there were nights West Coast games, I was just dying, and it was hard. It was really tough, but it was, you know, I looked at it as everybody's got to pay their dues.
Right.
Where I wanted to get to, that was my deuce. So I appreciate, look, it didn't end well. Like, as we know, a lot of relationships, when they end, they're not usually ending well. I didn't hold any ill will against them.
And then you came
even
here.
Even when they sued me.
They sued you?
Oh, yeah.
Non-compete
sued
you?
Yeah, but it wasn't accurate because...
It's funny, there's a move now to get away, to get rid of non-competes, period.
So without giving, I mean, I don't want to speak ill of them.
Yeah.
They were doing what they had to do.
Yeah, right.
Because you have
people to try to enforce
stable.
Their
non-competes. Sure, I get it. But I was not going to work for another radio station.
Right.
And they didn't believe that. They thought we were lying. I'm like, no, I really do work for the Grizzlies, and then I work on their broadcast, which is technically their property somebody is airing. So I'm not working for a station. And that's the way the non-compete read. So we had an out. As I said, you won't be on the air. But then I came here when the team came here, was part of the deal. Gary was here. I came in, had a 3-hour show. Chris
That's
came in.
That's a long show.
For one person?
3 hours for one person is a long show.
Yeah, it was. And then Chris came and took one of those hours because he and John needed three. And then you came. And I told people, man, those were – I will look back one day on this career when I'm ready to hang up the microphone and walk down a beach just sipping a drink.
Yeah.
And I will still think about, we had a monster lineup, I felt like. I mean, I always felt like the weak link. I really did. I always felt like the weak link because Chris is so entertaining and talented, and Gary is the same, and I'm in the middle, and you're, like, brilliant. And I'm like, one of these kids is doing
his own
thing.
You know what you learn, though? You learn, all of us learn this. In the end, we think we're indispensable.
No.
None of us are. You know?
I never thought
what I mean?
That. I just thought our lineup was
None of us
strong.
Are. Like, if I rolled out of here tomorrow, they'd plug in another host, and away we'd go. Okay. I want to talk to you about the Grizzlies and the season and everything else.
Yes.
And the core four. But you have a particular agenda. People can do some good. What's happening?
You're going to hear this again like 3 times
that's
today.
Fine.
But that's why
fine.
I want to
that's fine.
Flood
go
the
ahead.
Market.
You want
to
plug? Go ahead.
I started a 12U youth baseball team that travels.
Mm-hmm.
We don't travel super long distances, so we're not raising money to go to Cooperstown. We're not quite at that level, even though some teams go to Cooperstown and aren't that great.
Yeah.
Kudos to, by the way, a team from Memphis won the tournament last year. Rolled.
Really?
Absolutely rolled
at
from Easley Baseball.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely rolled. I met the young man's father. His name, Jonathan Jewell, is I think, I mean, if I'm...
That's fine.
You know, but his son, Cannon, is outstanding, and they went and rolled. This is not that.
Right.
We wanted to start a team where no disrespect to all the great organizations, Tigers, Easley, Batters Box, Big League, all the ones, Arlington Arsenal. There were kids falling through the cracks that wanted to play at that level. And it's really hard when you get to that age to jump on a new team, get playing time, get reps, unless you're just you didn't do it because you didn't want to. And the money factor can be big. And so I said, hey, let's just charge rec ball prices. Let's do some fundraising and put a team together that we can keep together through 12s, 13s, even into 14s and get them ready for high school baseball. So these kids that are better than the rec ball players as a whole, and it's nothing against rec ball. I love rec ball.
Have a place
GDL's to play. GDL's fantastic.
Right,
but they're getting to compete at a higher level and take their games up a step. And so we created this team. I got the Ghost River Brewing Company to sponsor us. So we're the Ghost River Brewers, which, what better way That's to good. Sponsor 12-year-old baseball than a beer company, right? Yeah, absolutely.
You got to get FanDuel involved in that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I thought about that. But the owner is a dear friend, and he treats my son like he's like a nephew. And so we were the Ghost River Brewers. They're big Milwaukee Brewers fans. And just basically charge rec ball prices. And you realize how expensive having to be the administrator. I set the tournaments and buy all the gear. I'm like, wow, I got in the wrong business. Baseball equipment is a gold mine right now. So we've done a few different things. And today we're doing one with Chick-fil-A. My huge thanks to the guys up at the Poplar location, which is at 4916, the one right up here.
4916 is the one in East Memphis.
Yes, right, the one in East Memphis. 5 to 8 today. My thanks to Scott Malone, the owner. He is a... loudest.
Scott Malone handed me a Chick-fil-A combo through my window and two pup cups yesterday. I drove through, and Scott himself handed it through. It is funny.
They got the lockdown.
Also hands-on. Yeah. You know what I mean? And anyway.
The service is fantastic.
From 5 to 8 tonight.
If you mobile order and you're going for dinner, when you check out, there is a thing that says support community event. Doesn't add any money to your bill, but Scott's willing to donate a portion of those proceeds.
It says support community event.
It's right there when you check out. All you got to do is click the button. No charge to you.
5 to 8 tonight.
5 to 8 tonight.
Chick-fil-A.
So go feed the entire block.
Feed the entire block. You got to order on the app.
Yeah.
And then support community event, and that money will be going to a good cause, community baseball.
If you think your kid needs dessert between 5 and 8 today, they need 2. So, I appreciate it.
Milkshakes are awesome.
Milkshakes are good.
What's your order at Chick-fil-A? If you're going for lunch today... And calories do not matter.
If calories don't matter?
Jeffrey, what's your order? What's your order at Chick-fil-A?
Number one, large size with Dr. Pepper. And then
number one is just your basic chicken sandwich.
That's the chicken sandwich. And then maybe throw in, I don't know, an 8-pack of Nuggies just for there.
And he called them Nuggies. You are definitely a new father. He's calling them Nuggies.
I get the number one combo meal. I did yesterday. I used to sometimes get the spicy, but this time, no. The weird thing is I don't love their fries, but I always eat their fries.
They're always piping hot, which is nice.
You're right. You never get cold fries.
Yeah. So I go, because I try to lay off the fries. I go, but then sometimes the manager will say, hey, thanks for your support. Here's a free order of fries.
Yeah. I'm like, thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
What's your order?
Spicy chicken.
Diet chicken sandwich.
Dr. Pepper. Light on the ice. My son is chicken sandwich. Now he went from nuggets. But if I'm healthy, I do love their grilled nuggets. Oh, I don't think I've ever had them. I ripped through like 12 of them, and I'm like, I need more. Yeah.
It does make you feel like, oh, I'm being healthy.
It does. And the calorie count is low.
Fast food, but
5 to 8 tonight at the one on Poplar in East Memphis to support youth baseball. By the way, what does it? I want to get to the Grizzlies here in a second. What does it cost to play, like typical travel baseball
per player?
Yeah.
If you're working with an organization that has facilities, and it's usually in the neighborhood of $3,000 for the year.
God,
it's two for basketball. It's what it is. So it's $3,000.
Isn't it weird? What did you pay to play sports as a kid?
It's like $50.
Right. Or nothing.
Actually, not a lot. My mother, I don't mean this disrespectfully to the rest of her soul, she would forget about signups a lot, so I was having to run up and go, hey, I need to sign up. Where's your parent? I don't know.
Yeah.
At work.
Right.
So,
it's just incredible.
So we did it with rec ball prices. So I kind of use GBL as the model of what they charge for fall baseball and what they charge for spring. I have a lot of respect for Rob Stallings and the job he's done putting together one of the best rec leagues. If you have a kid that wants to play baseball just to play, send them out to Germantown. Get them out there. Sign up early because they fill up. But it's like that. We've ordered uniforms. I kind of fortunately have a side gig with Black Tie. You know, I'm part owner there. So I donated a little money, and so we got them really – they look good. We got them nice uniforms, travel bags, things like that. Next year's fees will be much lower, and we have now a field to practice on thanks to the guys out at Big Oak donating that time for us to be able to go on those fields, the ones right behind Briarcrest that have been built. And it's great. It is, but it can be expensive, like when you need a field, when you need to play tournaments. Incredible. Yeah, a lot.
We'll mention again before you go. In terms of the Grizzly season, we had a poll, Jeffrey. Didn't we earlier this week? We had a poll. And the poll was, what was the best development of this Memphis Grizzlies season? And you could only pick one, and you're going to try to pick up more than one.
No, I'm not.
And the question is, was it Vince Williams Jr.? Was it G.G. Jackson? Was it Brandon Clark? Or was it Jaren Jackson's offense?
G.G. Jackson. It's hands down.
Easy.
And for me, it's easy. We knew what Jaren could do, and he had to be the lead guy, and he was. He responded well. Fantastic. Vince, we didn't quite know what he could do, but you knew that tenacity was there if you were around him.
Right.
Brandon, I thought, was going to come back. I was worried about what it did to his game, but the way the Achilles recovery is today is much, much better than it used to be. G.G. Jackson was an anomaly. He was a kid who reclassified, went to South Carolina, had maturity issues, admittedly, should be playing at North Carolina. I looked at Luke Kennard once this year in Oklahoma City. They were watching Duke, North Carolina. I said, hey, you're already losing. Think if, because I'm that guy.
Right.
You're just joking with him. I go, you're already losing. Think if G.G. were on that North Carolina team. He's like, whoa. And everybody like, yeah, he should be playing for the Tar Heels. And seeing him and how wide-eyed he was. I remember we went to Atlanta, and he had just gotten called back up. And we're walking into the team hotel, and he's just looking around. And I'm like, dude, you are so 19. It is ridiculous. And here he comes, and the couple of games he plays at first, it's like, okay, you got a long way to go, young fella. Right. And then he's thrust into the fire. And I remember being at Ghost River, because I go there before weekend games and talk to the fans and say, hey, thanks for coming out, blah, blah, blah. Someone asked me, because I opened it up to questions, what's the most thing you're looking forward to most? I said, I'm looking forward to seeing G.G. Jackson sink or swim. You're going to get tossed in the deep end of the pool, kid. What are you going to do? On consecutive nights this year, there was a stretch. He guarded Shai Gilgeous-Alexander one night, De'Aaron Fox the next, Steph Curry guarded one of the wings for San Antonio, and then went up and took Jamal Murray in Denver. And I'm like, if that isn't baptism by fire, I don't know what is. And he was guarded by good players. Everybody's like, oh, it's hollow points.
Right.
You don't have anybody. I'm like, this dude, they know who he is, and they were running double and triple teams at him. That's why we saw some nights of 4-for-18, but they weren't bad shots. And watching his understanding of the game grow, I'm like, okay. I thought it was interesting what Zach said at the end of the year. Like, we're going to see where he goes.
Yeah, I mean, what he said was, he said, we're counting on Vince Williams.
Yeah.
We're open to whatever G.G. can do. Like, those are different things.
Very
like,
different.
And Vince has a role. We know what the role is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
G.G., we'll let him play into whatever role it'll be.
So it's going to become, for him, I think you'll see at some point in the year, where it's less reactionary and more instinctive. There were still times where he was thinking just a split second, and defensively he can still get in those lanes. Somebody asked me, what's he going to do in summer league? And I said, hopefully not play a whole lot, because we've seen him play against the NBA's best and score. What good's it going to do to send him to Vegas and play every game in Vegas, because he's going to destroy people?
Right. Who do you think is going to play more minutes next year, Vince Williams Jr. or G.G.?
That's a great question. Injuries will be a factor.
Of course. Not just their injuries, but
others.
Who's injured around them. Right?
So let's
what
just
role
say,
you need to play?
Let's just
Assume
say we get the 180 of this
right,
year
exactly,
and everybody
right.
is yes. healthy and we're like, we use eight yes. lineups. I think it's going to be close. I'd lean towards G.G. for his pure scoring. I mean, Vince was a good 3-and-D guy, which he's really developed into. And, you know, he was kind of an afterthought, too. And then now you've got the development of Jake being a confident shooter.
Yeah, are you a believer in Jake now? He's certainly reclaimed something of his career.
I kind of equated it to, and on the air I said this, it was like the end of his rookie year. And when you saw him trying so hard to prove that he belonged and driving into double teams and triple teams underneath and really not having the confidence to just let it rip, as Taylor will say. And then you're watching those last couple of weeks, and he is just catching, shooting, hitting fadeaway threes. Right. And you're like, what are you doing? Oh, wait, never mind. That's good. Good. Okay, all right. Yeah. It's like the coach looking down. You're ready to hit the horn. Get the horn ready. Get up. And then, oh, great shot. Never mind. Sit down. So I think that his confidence level rose a ton. And that's a big thing in this league when you play confident, because he's not superior athletically.
Right.
He's not a terrible athlete,
right,
but he's not nearly as athletic as Gigi. And he was brought in to be a shooter, and he wasn't making shots.
Right.
And especially in the first couple of month that he came back,
right,
he was shooting like 29%. I'm like, dude, if you're a shooter shooting 29%, CPJ Hairston when we had him.
Obviously, Ja's return was magnificent.
Yes.
That was on the road. The best home night of the year was the Core Four, right? I mean, that was the best. That was the single greatest night in that building this year, the Core Four. What struck you? Because you called those. You called all those games when they were doing what they were doing. That was emotional, wasn't it?
It was. I think I put on Instagram, which I got back on this year, just to kind of have some fun and just make it about basketball and not trying to post other things. I teared up when I saw them together. I did. And I tend to be an emotional guy towards the end of the season as it is, because you live it. You're there every day. You're invested. I know I sound like a big blubbering idiot on the last game, but I'm going to miss all those guys. I realized it more when I've seen Dave Yeager, or I keep in contact with Bob Thornton or the old coaches, how special that run was. When I go to Tampa and hang out with Jason Wallace, because he's now with the Rays, the old PR director, and we stay up till way too late talking about stories from that time. And I'm like, do you realize how lucky we were for those 7 years? And everybody's like, oh, you never made an NBA Finals.
It's
pipe down.
It's not the point.
That's not the point. Right, they were a very high-level basketball team, and they were so different. And they all had their own things. It's crazy. They all came from different backgrounds and different parts of the country. Zach and Tony were more similar than anybody.
But you also witnessed what they did for Memphis, because when you were doing those early radio shows, no one gave a flip about the Grizzlies.
I used to joke with the TV crews from the other teams. I said, settle down, boys. Don't get nervous. There's dozens of people in the stands watching you right now. And it was tough, because to Michael Heisley, rest his soul, his credit, he said, give me 3 years, I'll give you a winner. And he went out and he rolled the dice and did that. And so, Mark staying legitimized what was going on here. And
when he was going to be a free agent.
Yeah, because that was that year, and we were like, oh, boy. And unfortunately, because there was still that uneasiness, you drafted Hisham Thabeet, because you're like, you better have somebody to back that up. And that, you missed. You missed on a two-pick, and that could have really sent this franchise spiraling as it does some.
Right.
And it didn't. And Lionel Hollins, to his credit, picked his point guard, stuck to his guns. Kyle Lowry turned out to have an incredible career.
What was your favorite moment of that entire run? What's the game you remember most from that entire run?
I mean, there were a ton.
It was interesting. When I asked Mark, he went to the first win, which was interesting to me.
Mine, too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.